Mishnah Yom is for Friday, the 11th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Sukkah, Perek Base, Mishnah Base. Hasemuch Sukkoso Bekari Hamita, person who supports his sukkah on the legs of a bed. Even though when you move the bed, the whole sukkah moves with it, or according to the Ravid, even more than that, if you move the legs of the bed, the whole sukkah, the whole sach will fall down. Nevertheless, Keshera, the sukkah is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im eina yochol alamid b'fnei atzma." If the sukkah cannot stand by itself on the kari hamita, on the legs of the bed, so that if you move the bed, the sukkah will be moved with it, or the schach will fall, and then it comes out that the sukkah is not able to stand on its own, then psula, we say the sukkah will be possible. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his shitta, according to his opinion, that he holds a sukkah has to be diras kava, has to be a permanent dwelling. And this, since it's not a kavur, it's not built as a permanent dwelling, it's psula. Some of Farshim learn, however, that Rabbi Yehuda is not even arguing with the Tanakama. He's rather explaining the words of the Tanakama. The Tanakama is only saying that the sukkah is kosher when the sukkah is being supported by other pillars, not just the legs of the bed, so that if you move the bed, the sukkah will remain in its place. If, however, it would move and the whole and it's really resting on the legs of the bed, then the Tanakama would not say that it's kosher. And according to this, it would be possible. According to this opinion, Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing at all. He's explaining what the Tanakama is saying, and they both hold the sukkah's keva. That's the Rosh learns this way. Sukkah hamaduv lelas, a sukkah that has a schach of uneven heights. So some of the schach goes up, some of it goes down, up and down, branches are up and down. And as a result of that, there's more sunlight than shade. But had the branches or the schach all been next to each other, there would definitely be more shade. And we're also talking about a case where the gap between, or the distance between the higher branches and the lower branches are not more than 3 tvachim. So there's less than 3 tvachim between the branch that goes up and the branch that goes down. So in such a situation, even though on the ground it looks like there's more sunlight than shade, it's actually going to be kosher, as the Mishnah will say. V'shetzilosa meruba mechamosa. Or if you have another case, a sukkah where the shade is more than the sun, but it's very light schach, and it's loosely put, kshera. In either case, the sukkah is kosher. Hamu'uba kemin bais, a sukkah that's so thick, it's like a house, it's almost like a roof. Aval b'shena kachovim nirim b'toicha, even though the stars cannot be seen from it, kshera, it'll still be kosher. Of course, it has to be not so thick that rain can't get through. But the fact that the Mishnah says that it is kosher, some want to say that from here we learn the chatchila, it should not be that thick that you can't even see the stars. You should be able to see some of the stars. Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isa sukkosa b'resh agala, person who builds his sukkah on the top of a wagon, or b'resh ha'sfina, or on the top of a ship, even though they're moving. And even though on a ship, if a strong gust of wind catches it, it'll blow the whole sukkah off. Kshera. Until that happens, it's still kosher. The Gemara explains that when do we say it's kosher? That's if it's a gust, it's a sea gust that would destroy the sukkah, then we say it's kosher. Why? Because on land, it would be able to survive a normal wind. A tornado wouldn't survive, but a normal wind, then it's kosher, even though it's actually positioned on the sea, it's on the boat, where if a great sea gust comes, it won't be surviving. Doesn't matter. Now it's kosher. It's fine because it's a diras arai. It's still called a diras arai, a temporary dwelling. Va'olin lo b'yomtiv, and one is allowed to enter such a sukkah on yomtiv, one that's built on a wagon or on a ship. Now that sounds a bit obvious. And the reason it's there is because of it. The reason the Mishnah says this here is to contrast it with the next cases that we're going to mention in our Mishnah, where you cannot enter the sukkah on Yom Tov. Barosh Ilan, what happens if a person makes his sukkah on the top of a tree? Oi, or al gabe gomel, or on a camel. Kshera, it'll be kosher. You can use it on Chol HaMoed, but ba'ein lo b'yom tov, you can't enter it into this sukkah and eat there on Yom Tov. Why? Because he cannot make use of an animal, going up an animal Yom Tov, nor can you go up a tree on Yom Tov. Shtayim ba'ilon. What happens if there were two walls formed by a tree? So the schach is being supported on two sides on a tree. By the tree acts as walls. V'achas b'dei adam, and there's a one wall that's made by man, a man-made wall that's on the ground. Oishtayim b'dei adam, or two man-made walls, v'achas b'ilon, and one wall that's used, that a tree serves to use, is serving as the wall. And the schach is resting on it, on the two walls and on the tree. K'shera, the sukkah is kosher, but v'ein oilon lo b'yom tov. One cannot enter this sukkah in Yom Tov. And the reason is because people tended to put things, their belongings, on the schach, and it comes out that if you go in their sukkah, people will come to use a tree on Yom Tov. It's basically using a tree on Yom Tov, because if the sukkah is being supported by the tree, whether one wall or two walls, what happens is it means that by putting any article on top of the schach, you're effectively using the tree. And that cannot be done on Yom Tov. Sholosh b'dei adam. If, however, three of the walls were man-made walls, v'achas b'ilon, and one, the fourth wall, was formed by a tree, that, not only is that k'shera, not only is the sukkah kosher, v'oilin no b'yom tov, one is allowed to enter such a sukkah in Yom Tov. Why? Because it's now not being supported by trees. It's mainly supported by b'dei adam. And you really didn't need that fourth wall formed by the tree, and because of that it's kosher, and you can enter it as well. Zeh haklal. This is the rule. Kol shenitol ha'ilan v'yechol olam b'fnei atzma. Any case where the tree, if the tree would be taken, and the sukkah would be able to stand on its own 2 feet by itself, by the walls that are man-made, kishera, that sukkah will be kosher. Ba'olam lo b'yom tov. And one can go up on, one can go into that on Yom Tov as well. Now, what is the Zeh haklal? Usually when it says Zeh haklal, this is the rule, it usually comes to add something or include something. And here it's coming to tell us that even if their two walls are, only two walls are man-made, but they're parallel, so that if you took away the tree, the sukkah would still be able to stand by itself, that would be good enough and you can enter it on Yom Tov.